What's happening? It's 11 o'clock and you are listening to KSFS radio at
ksfs.smsu.edu.
I haven't been doing the plug enough lately. And this is Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock. That means y'all are tuned into the Hall of Slap. Chino Flacco here with lovely DJ Val G. You know what I'm saying? The one and only. And we got a good show for y'all, man. It's good to be back in the radio studio.
Yeah, I was juiced to come up in here today.
You know what I'm saying? We had a nice sunny weekend. I was out there at Temescal. I barbecued a little bit.
Was you?
Oh, yeah, we did.
You was.
It's funny how the first sunny day of the year, Lake Temescal, as dirty as that water be.
Everybody was there.
Girls out there in their sundresses. The volleyball nets go up. People over there getting chased around by ducks. It was great.
Nice.
It was great. You know, I had me a little half a picnic. It wasn't nothing but
a
peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a bottle of water. But you know what I'm saying? It was cool. I seen people out there grabbing catfish out the dirty water. Lake Temescal, man. I'm from the old school. I remember seeing the Loonies do shows back at Lake Temescal back before they ever had got summer jams, any of that stuff like that. Before there was a five on it, them fools was out there real stackola.
Trying to get it cracked.
At Lake Temescal.
At the lake.
Rapping over by the lifeguard towers and stuff like
Couldn't even make it an hour away to Berryessa?
Nah, man. It was Temescal is like Oakland. That's a piece of the thing, but everybody used to have their birthday down there. It ain't about the water being clean, because ain't nothing in Oakland is. We get our fingernails.
The water's there, so it's good.
Swim in it. Swim. But
oh, geez.
I use that as a segue, as a way to start about what we're going to do for our show this week. We had something in mind. You know, Val, me and Val was chopping. We've been talking a few times about what are we going to talk about? What we got on deck? And I don't know if y'all know about me and DJ Val, we're going to get a little bit in depth. We're both Becca majors. You know what I'm saying? We both try to make money in the music industry, in this industry that we, you know, the music we play. And so,
wait a minute, boo. I'm a management major.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ain't getting, are you for real?
Yeah.
And that's not in the Becca department. It's a business.
No, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a management major. I'm all the way in the business building. Oh, I was like, wait
traitor.
A minute. Yeah.
You ain't supposed to be
I'm
on
here
these
for fun. You
just
know what I'm saying? I was like,
here.
I'm over these finance and accounting and all this classes. I want to go hit up the radio station and see just what it do.
Do
over
me.
Here.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, man.
See, you learned something new about somebody. Yeah. I just learned something about my DJ in the house.
I was like, should I let him keep going? Just like, no.
Talking that nonsense. Somebody's going to call him blind.
Yeah, we will not be sitting by each other at graduation.
Mm-mm.
You'll be like all the way over there. I'm going to be like.
Cold as ice.
Yes. It's cold as ice.
Well, you're in the G's and I'm in the S's anyway. We're going to be on the opposite side.
Anyways,
of the
right.
But, okay, I regress.
Okay.
What I was trying to say is, but Val G is a business major, right? So obviously,
I'm still trying to get paid.
The economics of things is vital. It's imperative in everything we do, including this radio show. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to take a second today to look at some artists, some people who have come up throughout the years and then currently right now, because it's an ever-changing industry, if anybody out here knows, who have come up with some innovative ways of making that money in the face of people trying to change the game. When the game changes, they find ways to change with it and keep burning. And so we're going to take a second out to just kind of talk about some of the people who really put it down, did that, you know what I'm saying? Was always coming up with the next step when the next step was behind you. And, we're going to play some of that music.
That's what's up. I'm ready to hear it.
And who we got calling in today, DJ? Who we got calling in, Val?
Well, you know, today's Tuesday.
April 17th, whatever. Let me check my.
Well, today, you know, if you was listening about a month ago, today's Mac Maul's album release.
Whoop.
Yeah, so he's got that... you know, his album's coming out today, so he's about to call in. He's about to drop a track and all the stuff, so I'm juiced.
We're going
to
try and get him in the conversation a little bit, too.
Get him in there and be like, you know, so what'd you do?
Throw him a curveball. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? As times are changing, because he's one of them cats, if you've been around for, you know, I mean, I don't want to be like 20 years, but if you've been around for 20 years, you've been had to figure out some different ways, because it ain't the same.
Well, you wasn't here that one show, but like when Black C was on, you know what I'm saying, he was talking about how the game's changed, you know, and how he's had to evolve and keep it moving and figure out different ways, you know? Which all involves money.
Money.
Yeah. You got to have money to be in the game. I'm sorry.
It's real talk. Mm-hmm. And if you ain't making money, you're not in the game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes money to be here. And if you ain't making money, you ain't here.
It's kind of like that credit thing. It's like you need credit, but you don't. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's true. You ain't copping none without no credit.
Anyway.
So.
I'm ready to slap out right now.
Do you want to do this like chronologically? Like, is that how we're going to look at this? Like. Because that was one way I was thinking about. It's like some of the first people that I know. Like, I mean, one of the things, the Bay Area, what we used to hang our hat on out here is how the whole country, rap music got real big in the 90s and MTVs and all that stuff like that and videos. But at the end of the day, we wasn't getting none of that. They wasn't really messing with us out here too hard. But it didn't mean we wasn't making scratch out here. I mean, the Bay wasn't kicking up all kinds.
The Bay was always doing their own thing.
Yeah, we were the original independent hustle. The whole idea that you slang C's out your trunk, that people out here love you. You know what I'm saying? It goes back to Too Short with the special request tapes. You know what I'm saying? Where you'll throw your name in a rap and make you a tape just for you. And he would go around selling those around East Oakland. Everybody had to have a Too Short special request tape, you know. to when, you know, after that, when, you know, the click and all them fools start coming up, and you just had the CDs was coming out the back of the trunk. You could see them fools. You could buy a CD from the person who would sell it to you. You know, back out in front of Rasputin's, they used to always have the people out there on the block slanging it. And it was one of them things where we just always found a way to make sure that it was a hand-to-hand thing. It was guerrilla sales. You know, it was definitely guerrilla. So
there was no middleman. It was like
nada. You know, I mean, Rasputin's has done it. God bless him. You know, I'm sure plenty of people would give a shout out to Rasputin's, and Rasputin's is kind of the place where we sell the records out here still, and they've kind of taken that role of being the trunk, you know, that you sell out of. But that was the way it went for the longest.
The storefront, the storefront.
Yeah, mom and pop stores and trunks, of course. You know what I'm saying? And it was tapes, sold tapes every day. Me and Freddie B.
Which is talking about like how the game changed, because you're talking about like mom and pops and like you know, Rasputin's and stuff, but you know, creative music over there off Ocean. They was good for that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They was the ones. They would buy your album. They would sell all the, you know, all the city stuff that you couldn't find anywhere else. That's where you would go. And look at the economics. They just shut their doors down, like, I think last month, which is, you know, sad.
That is bananas.
Yeah.
And that's the full circle. It's like we're talking about mom and pop record stores. Corporate record stores don't exist anymore. You can't
They lasted longer than the warehouse, Sam Goody.
Oh, yeah. Sam Goody is who?
Right, people don't even know if you.
I
young,
worked there
you
in high school,
like,
but
minute,
I worked
huh?
at a Sam Goody.
I used to stay Sam Goody.
You was a rack chaser. You used to dig
to
the rack.
I used to be there all day long.
Yeah, I went to high school in Oregon, so to keep up with my bass stuff, I used to have to be steady, just digging through them comps and just find out what was dropping. You know what I'm saying? It's not like we get the promo. That's one of those things. It's not like necessarily you get the promotion out here where people know
what's coming out, or what's coming out. You pretty much had to figure it out. Yeah. And there was no internet back then, so it's not like you could just go online and be like, oh, what's popping, or go to somebody's Facebook page and artists that you follow know what's going on immediately.
You had to be committed to,
you know what I'm saying? You had
stuff.
To really know what was going on.
I did, though. I tell you the truth, I was way more savvy about the game back then, at least from what was coming out and keeping track, than I am now. You know, it's just like,
I can't lie, kind of in a way. Well, you know,
I mean, I know you work a different thing, but I used to know everything that was coming out. Like, that was one of my things. And, you know,
follow whole albums, follow whole art, you know, artists, every album, see
the
progression.
Compilations,
you know what
like
I'm saying?
When some nobody dude produces an album, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'd want to hear just the feature he did on somebody else's track. I mean, like, now with mixtapes and stuff, there's just so much material. It's hard to get you, you know.
That's what we was talking about the other day.
Wrap
there's
your brain
so
around
much
all the
stuff.
Material.
It's like, dude, I ain't got enough time in the day to listen. I mean, there's about 100 million songs coming out every hour.
There's cats like Wiz Khalifa. I'd be like, bud, you made like 120 songs and none of them was on your album. Like, I was just like, how am I supposed to keep track? It used to be your album was like your resume.
I don't even know where to go anymore. You know what I'm saying? There's so many different.
What do I give you credit for?
Sure.
But, okay, let's get into some music. We got a lot of time to talk about this one. Obviously, it's something we got a little feeling about. I want to go to somebody. I mean, do you got somebody you want to play right off jump?
Nah,
you
saw
you throwing a rock to me on this one?
Yeah.
All right, because we got a couple Fody Water songs.
I started off like the last few shows, so.
We got a couple Fody Water songs on here. You got some ones off the new album. I got ones off the older one. I want to play Fody Water. I want to start
Why don't we start with the new one?
Let's start with
this one's, I don't even remember what album it's off right now. I mean, he did drop three.
He did.
You know, and that's why he's got a spot on the shows. Not the only reason why, but one of the reasons why.
It is the
This one's go hard, and it goes hard.
That's where we're going to start.
One thing I was talking about. Say what?
Oh, yeah.
This one's like, you got to hear the hook on this one. You got to hear it.
I'm going to play it first before we start telling that little
story.
I was about to tell that anecdote about how we have this whole thing about me and Valjean to come up with new like sound tags because we've been listening to everybody else doing like hog collars.
Every other show that we listen to, they're over here doing sound effects like, what?
Yo,
and
yo.
We're like, dang, we never do anything like that.
The energy level is just too cool up in here. We got a real...
You know, we're a little bit suave up in here to be doing all that. Like,
I ain't cracking no sweat.
He did say
yet.
That. I did yell out a couple yees one.
Yeah, you
were
yeeing at the beginning of the show. Val was coming in here trying to bring all that extra energy. I was like, hey, girl.
And he was just looking at me like, calm those yees down.
I ain't going to do all
I
that
was
myself.
Like, damn.
I try to get my Barry White on up in here, man. I'm trying to keep it real nice. All right, let's play the song. Are we getting out of pocket? Here you go, man. This shit hard. E-Fody off the block, bro. Sure.
get hard. Born and raised in the A. Knock a fucker down if he get off in my way. Bust him in his crown with the heckler SK. Coughing, choking, beating on my chest. Rocket smoking nothing but the best of the best. Drinking toast to celebrating, throwing up the West. Bitch rolling money, cars, clothes, hoes, and sex. In and out of traffic like a boss. Trying to fuck on every bad bitch I come across. Holla at a player if you're looking for that soft. I ain't no hater, give you 20% off. This shit hard. Bullshit bar. I'm not a baller blocker and I don't throw soft. Sipping on this vodka in the club parking lot. Send you to the doctor, try to play me for a mark. Gold around my neck and my arms. Car audio sounding off car alarm. Slapping 40 water slap, contagious like a yarn. Been listening to him rap since the day that I was born. Just a young fixture having bread. Fuck with my bread, nigga, I ain't had your head. How your chick hit you while you land up in the bed. Hit you with the pistol, motherfucker, I ain't scared. Bitch. This shit hard. Like a blender, never sham, bam, and main. I ain't a pretender. 24/7, spring, summer, fall, winter. Finger on my weapon, case a sucker try to enter. Almost out of weed, man. An eighth is all I got. Time to recop, hit the dispensary spot. Bottle of Ciroc, pulling up with the knock. 415s, looking out for the cops. Never been soft, always been hard. Rolling down my window, about to holler at a broad. Smoking White Widow out the Cuban cigar. Won't game to Nintendo, now the bitches in my car. This shit hard.
This goes hard.
Y'all heard it. That's about it. And that's enough of that.
And that was our little thing for the whole season, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the Hall of Slap. You've heard it here first. Y'all got a reason to go back and check this episode just because you heard DJ Valji going hard. Yes. KSFS Radio, y'all. Tuesday morning.
Hall of Slap up
Hall
in here.
Slap. Doing what we do. And it's the Econ Show.
What we do.
So it's only fitting we start the Econ Show with Mr. E-40, who just dropped three albums in
three
one
albums
on one
in
day.
1 day. Just showing 60 you the, tracks.
I mean, he used to use it. E-40's famous line is like, you got to make like a pregnant chicken drop an album every 9 months. And that used to be his hot line, and he's obviously changed the rules. The game, he figured it out. E-40
he's like, well, one. Now, you know, people are taking like pills and all this and fertility drugs and stuff. So now you're popping three.
Octomom.
You don't just have one, you have three.
Got to get a reality TV show, Bill and Kate Plus Eight or whatever.
You know? Bill and Kate Plus Eight, right?
Yeah.
That was like 20.
Yeah.
They got that 119 too.
So that's what it's getting to though. Like, you know what I'm saying? The revenue retrieving. He picked a brand and he made like, what, three albums off the strength of that one?
No, he did four albums.
Night
he
shift,
did the night
shift,
the day shift, and then he did
graveyard
the swing shift and the graveyard, day something, graveyard
Point
shift.
Is the man's been working every shift possible.
Every shift, he's worked every shift, plus overtime.
And now the black brochure is coming out in triplets.
In triplets.
If y'all ain't
What's
copied
next?
It yet.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, how do you move up from there? You did the four albums last year, then you do the triple album on one day this year. What's next?
I think the one thing E-40 has shown you, if he has taught you nothing else in the years, is don't doubt the man. He'll figure out
the next.
He will figure out the next step. He's going to be 60 years old still figuring out two steps ahead of the rest of us.
I do not doubt the man.
You know, I respect that.
I mean, you know I was there on Tuesday morning Best Buy buying all three albums.
Val had it.
I was there in my pajamas and my hoodie like,
she came in here, Val G had it. So we could have an exclusive.
I had all three. I'm not mad.
That's what's up.
Still trying to go through all those tracks.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't made it through the albums yet?
No, I have.
I'm working. I figured you slapped. I mean, the caddy, another caddy's been on sit down, so maybe you ain't been slapping as much.
The caddy's been on sit down. That's where I do a lot of this slapping.
I was talking to this girl, and she got a tape deck, and I found the bass. So I gave her my little tape adapter so my iPod could play through that thing.
Oh, with the cord?
Yeah, and I passed
it to her. Cord through.
And I thought I wouldn't miss it. I was like, I'll be all right.
Sad.
Hella sad. But I realize every time I come over here, I be slapping on the way over here and getting my head right. This drive to the city. From the town to the city, the Bay Bridge is supposed to be music, man. You got to be slapped out or else this is a sad drive.
Music and a smoke.
Yeah.
That's what you do on a Bay Bridge.
That's what the bridge is all about. Traffic, no traffic, moving fast, moving slow. You need to be slapping and, yeah, okay.
And
Dot, dot, dot. Fill your own blank. We played that show a couple weeks ago. We gonna keep moving the music.
Yeah.
Right? You know, we got Maul coming at 11:30, so we only got so much time before. So let's get a couple jams in there.
Yeah.
I remember another important moment in the history of the economics of Bay Area rap music and just how things were swinging up. I remember, because I'm that old, I remember when they started burning the city, when CD burners became popular, right? And all of a sudden, you didn't have to cop that CD because there was always somebody at the Giant Burger, at the schoolhouse, on the corner, at the liquor store, who was trying to slang you a bootleg copy of the album. They'd have the whole CD, you know what I'm saying? They'd write on the front of it, you know what I'm saying? Like that.
Little
you know
Sharpie marker.
Sharpied up, you know what I'm saying?
Talk about $5.
$5 for an album, right? And I remember when that happened, we are all guilty of copping a couple CDs from that fool, you know what I'm saying? I have my favorite artist. I copped a couple bootlegs. I'm not going to, you know. I had the UGK Dirty Money. I remember that one. I had the Looney's Oakland, you know what I'm saying?
You was young, you know what I'm saying? It was like.
We copped
you them. Had to, you know, you had limited resources.
And the game was changing. Like, it was like you were wondering about, like, how much you wanted to listen to it. It gave you this right to really, like, you know, we had a couple albums, not necessarily from the Bay, but just in general, where you didn't necessarily like the what you got for $15. You know what I'm saying? So it was like to get it for $5, slap it out, see how you was feeling it. You still pass the word out there, right? Like, that stuff slaps. You need to hear this one. I got me a boo, like, that stuff's off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one artist in Oakland I like to give credit to that, he didn't.
Did
he never got bootlegged. He never, ever. At least in Oakland, if you went to any spot where you went to talk to a bootlegger, and I want to say maybe around like 2002, right? You wouldn't get his. You could get the new E-40. You could get the Too Short. You know what I'm saying? But just one case. You could not ever in your
ever,
whole life.
Ever.
Cop a keek to sneak out him off the street, but it just didn't happen in those days. And I don't know, I mean, there's rumors about how he put it out there. I don't know what he did to that first guy who bootlegged one of them, if he ended up in the trunk of a car or something like that. But nobody ever bootlegged the Keek the Sneak ever again after that. Like, and I never
whatever
seen,
he did.
Never. Nothing.
Made
yeah.
a point.
Yeah. Even if he featured on the track, seemed like you wouldn't see that stuff out there. And it's like, and Keek got love out here. We the type of people would have copped this CD probably from the dude on the corner just because, like, you know, it's not like you can find a Keek CD everywhere. But, yeah, they didn't, you know, it wasn't happening like that. And so I'm going to count that as an economic innovation. Sometimes you got to go back to the street to make sure the street don't mess with your money. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I'm going to give Keek Sneak a little love. You know what I'm saying? I'm an Oakland cat anyway. I'm looking for an opportunity to put Keek on the air anytime I've been here. So I'm going to go back to the beginning, Three Times Crazy, the Sneak Aside album. You know
ooh,
what I'm saying?
That was my one. Dun, dun, dun. That No Love with the Adrian Man.
Oh, man. See, I seen Adrian Man at Ease My Mall the other day, but I seen that fool riding around and yeah, he was hollering out the window of the car and then crazy. I'm Adrian Man, I'm raw. I was like, that was Adrian Man, crazy about Christ.
Hey, but that was raw though. That
Adrian Man used to be so sick, but people forgot how raw.
I can't wait to hear what track you got off this album coming up right now.
Oh, you ready to hear it?
I'm ready.
Since you're talking it that way, I'm gonna surprise you with it. I'm just gonna play it.
Just play it and I'm gonna be
figured out.
And then I could smile.
Here it goes, y'all.
Nah, I ain't going. I'm cool. I'm cool.
Cool, man.
Everything's cool.
You cool?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Cool. I'm cool. Yeah,
I'm cool.
We cool. 99 expedition with the TV in it. Keep the trees marked, the only way I breathe in it. And two strikes living in the ninth inning. Smack over the gate, I hit the plate, now I'm grinning. Everybody on your team, when they see you, always spinning. But you gotta watch the ones that went with you from the beginning. Sinning. Hope I got to give a young club. Let me die in my sleeping to the head with a slug. I hit the club. Your love, a gang of hugs, stand far from the ones that be y'all in the us, no dust. Free admission, get a celeb, ballet, the expedition box work, get a smear. In this game, hit 90 new, so to share. Now, right quiet, I'm just studying four real well. Second and third, look me, hey, you keep tell them, yeah. Now, the pills on the floor, so I gotta watch my step.
Cool, 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 all right, cool. You cool?
Cool, cool, cool,
cool.
I'm cool,
cool, cool, cool,
all right, cool.
You cool?
Cool, cool, cool,
cool.
that's your sight. Nah, baby girl, I freak you too. So, grabbing my bone, I want the pink. Now your panties all moist, gonna throw them in the sink. I'm hot, tip, roll like Tim Hanks, bro. Cause so much you got paper, I got ink. She writing the number till I send a pink, pink. Fight broke out, and everybody in the street. Why can't we just get along and make ends meet? Then I thought, nah, forget it, start hollering at a freak. I pulled to the side of my ride, she saw the link with the pink thing laughing in the red king's name. Baby, sit that shoe, you time she was them. As I broke down the weed, start sucking on the stem. I said, shh, give it on the low, and hit the shrimp. I'm trying to yell Tim Burke after breaking your limp and limp. Fooling with a lightweight with the feather of my brim. Then I thought about it, man, it's way more games. But I'm trying to satisfy a high-tech film. Wide off the grip, walking with a limp. But I'm cool, cool, cool. All right, cool, you cool, cool. Three or four sets of keys. All I want is the money, so leave that honey for the bees. Counting hella cheese ain't a day, I don't smoke the trees. Gotta have my fix, only way I'm feeling at ease. Breeze, through Jeffries on Friday. I'm breaking the dress code, they doing what I say. Gang, make you run like a line of the A1 gang. Look who's back, man, you know who locked down the bank. Keep the haters out and let all of the players play. I can count on my fingers all the work that I knock a day. You gotta respect me when they see me, they make way. Surrounded by LG, we'll get down with the hang. California side on the east of the OAK. Been here for 6 months, Calgon can't take me away. I let them go through my wallets, ask me like, right after I beat them up, they back in your boy's sight. But I'm cool, 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 all right, cool, I'm cool.
Was that Keek right there, you know what I'm saying, off that Sneaker Style. That one goes.
I love that song.
You know, because we only play slaps here on the Hall of Slap.
I mean, if it don't slap, it don't belong in
it
the
don't
Hall
belong
of
here, you know.
True story.
But like we were saying earlier, today is Mac Maul's album release day. It's his big day.
Whoa, whoa.
You know, we did talk about this a few weeks back, and here we go.
He's
you know what I'm saying?
Air,
we got
man.
Him on the line.
We
He's over
him.
Here. He's ready. He's ready to push this. So, Mac Maul, what's up with you, man?
Yeah, my name is Young Mac Maul, man. What's up, man? In the Hall of Slaps. Mac, and what's going down?
What's up? It's your big day. We're excited. You know what I'm saying? You got your album already on rotation and iTunes and all everything.
Yeah, yeah. In the stores, too, so y'all go check them out. If they don't got it, demand it.
Let them know, like, where's my Mac Maul CD? I need that now, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, man, it's a good day. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, the finish line of, not really the finish line, but as far as my job, as far as making it, you know what I mean? Me and Kyrie work very hard, you know what I mean? And I hope people out there loving it and knocking it right now. A lot of my piece was, you know what I mean, on Twitter and Facebook letting me know that they was downloading it. You know what I mean? At like 12 o'clock, you feel? So they got an early jump on the rest of us, you know what I mean?
Oh, they was waiting
at
midnight.
Shout out to them, you know. Man, it's dope, you know what I mean? I feel real good. I know the record is knock, and I really made it for the real, real Mac Maul fans, you know what I mean? Who, you know what I mean, is just, man, seeing the world in a whole different way now. Straight up, this one for you.
Yeah, we're juiced because when we had you on the show, what was that, like about a month ago?
Yeah.
You know, when you was talking about it, and, you know, people are ready because they was ready when you were saying you and Kyrie was about to collab again and it was about to be something special, you know. So
I mean, we just dropped a video at the Oakland International Film Festival. Shout out to my boy JR, you know what I mean? And we was like one of the only rap videos that was involved in that. And the video and the single, The Rebellion Against All There Is, is featuring Ray Love. And we got a standing ovation. You feel me?
And I seen that video is blowing up on YouTube. It's got hella hits. Spins.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was surprising too. That's a blessing. You feel? Because that again, you know what I mean, kind of let us know that we was on the right path. You feel me? Because this was this was more of like this record and this whole project was just something we did on faith. You feel on faith that people would understand where we coming from, and you know, and man, they have been. So I'm very, you know, I know I'm blessed, and I'm just very happy, and I'm gonna keep putting it out, man.
I had a quick question, Ma. Did y'all drop this on a label?
Yeah, this is on YVB The Islamic. This is on me and Kyrie label. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, because we were talking, the whole base of our show today, we was doing this whole thing, we were talking about how, like, people have been making, like, how you had to change, how the game has changed economically on how we make our money throughout the whole thing and like, over the years, and you've been witnessing since the beginning.
Yeah, I've been doing it for many, many moons. It changed, you just got to really change with it. It's still dope to get out there, you feel what I'm saying? But it's just how you get it, you know what I mean? And this, you know, this is something like me, I own 50% or 100% of every record that I ever put out.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way it's
supposed to be. You know what I mean? And like that's how me and Kyrie did this deal. It's like, we both our companies, we both do our thing, and we both, you know, he do the music, I do the rap, we split it 50-50, you feel me?
Yeah.
And it's just, that's a blessing too, and that was something that I was able to maneuver and do because they are not artists, they do not want you to have that. You know what I mean? You come up in there talking about a master, they gonna walk you out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they want to be the master, but I'm the master of Matthew, man.
Gotta let them know.
Straight up.
That's what's up. I mean, some other things we was looking at, just like ways people are like slaying them. So the digital copies, the hard copies, we still try to push the physicals, obviously, at the record store. I know you probably.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? But it's just like, man, I'm getting smaller and smaller and smaller each day. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of the independents, this is something I trip on. A lot of the independents don't do clean verses. You know what I mean? Because we have a certain amount of money that we got to work with. So we spend that money on straight, just regular copies.
Mm-hmm.
When regular record stores is closing every day, you feel me? But the ones that staying open is like Target, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? But you got to be all the way clean. You feel? It's a million Targets. Walmart. All these other spots, you know what I mean? That if you make clean copies, you can slide up in and get still, you know what I mean? Get your dough because your people is coming in there too while they going to get their zoom, zooms, and wham, whams while they can't grab you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel? But as far as the average record store, man, I hope that they hear more than 3 years.
Yeah.
Because this looks ugly, you know what I mean? Best Buy is shrinking.
Yeah, we were just talking about that, how, like, creative music over there on Ocean just closed down, and you don't see a Sam Goody's or a Warehouse or anything
like
that.
Man, you know what I mean?
You know?
So shout out to the independent record companies. I mean, the independent, record stores,
yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And the people who go out there and need them physicals, you know what I mean? But technology, yo.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of them things where you constantly got to be on your toes of thinking a new way to flow. We had Quinn in here a couple weeks ago, and he was just talking about how it's like, oh, he makes money on shows. It's live. It's for him. He's been getting his paper mostly. And
I mean, me, you know what I mean? But, like, man, my digital, though, you feel me? Like, I can't front. You know what I mean? My digital is something that I see every single month. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Straight up from the records that I done put out and just staying on top of my thing, like making sure if there's any money that I can get from anywhere on my digital shit that I'm gonna go get, excuse me, that I'm gonna go get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, that's how you gotta be. I mean, I see that all the time, you feel me? Even when it ain't no shows, you know what I mean?
That's another thing we were talking about was like the Amazon and the iTunes and
man, Amazon, iTunes, you know what I mean? Get on your online distribution and you're gonna see a little something, even if it's, you know what I mean, a couple crumbs, you feel?
Yeah.
They ain't even gonna send you no check if it's a couple crumbs, but you're gonna see something. Especially if you're putting out a lot of material, you know what I mean? Straight up. Because people gonna be on it, man. People gonna be spending dollars while you at home doing whatever you're doing. You feel
pretty
me?
Making
you watching your face. It's somebody spending a dollar somewhere to hear one of your songs. You feel me, man? I need that dollar.
I'll take that dollar. Right?
You feel me?
No, because you got all those different platforms, the iTunes, the Amazon, and you got a check coming from each different place. You know what I'm saying?
Man, no doubt. You know what I mean? It's just like, that's the way, you feel?
Yeah.
And that's something that you're going to see every single month. It's a lot of rappers out here, man, that's very happy about that. You feel me? Very, very happy. Because even on the, even if you own the masters to your physicals, you feel me? You still finna wait 6 months, 90
yeah.
days, 30 days. You feel me? You still gonna wait, you
yeah.
know what I mean? And most of them is like 60 days. I ain't even gonna say 30 days. You might get a good 30 day back, But, man, you feel that? You going to know. 15th meeting. The first, it's going down. You know what I mean?
Really? Yeah.
Oh,
that's nice. Where
is yeah,
my
for
money,
real, for
know?
Real, man. I'm telling you. Yep, so, I mean, that's something, man. That digital game is a trip because, like, man, every day you live in, and as long as your stuff is out there, man, it's going to be somebody, you know what I mean? Man, that's going to buy it, spending that dollar, you feel me?
Yeah.
And that's like, man, that's cool.
So album release parties, you got some album release parties going to
do? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're doing an album release party in San Jose at Motif. Shout out to Fly Kai, you know what I mean? Man, we're going to have, you know what I mean? We're going to have NFL players. We're going to have a gang of, you know what I mean, stars up in there, you feel me? Dwayne Wiggins coming out, my homeboy, my big brother, Shock G, coming out, and I think he bringing Humpty Hump. We having, man, Ray Love, man, Black Sheep from RBL, San Quinn, man. We having a whole lot of models, you know what I mean? Savage Angels coming out, man. You know, Mars Dog going to be in a building, you know what I mean, with a gang of them. Man, it's going to be stupid.
It's going down. I mean, it's
tonight
sounds cracking.
So
it's
tonight at Motif.
Nah, Sunday night at Motif, man. This Sunday, I want y'all to be there, man. It's gonna be yanking for
so
real,
this
for
Sunday
real.
Night,
one thing I know how to do besides Mac is a party.
I might not make it to work on Monday.
Okay, we driving out to San Jose.
Yeah, and it takes something special to get me down to South Bay, but you might have.
Oh man, this is gonna be very special. That's so special, so special, so special. For real.
That's what's up. So where can everybody get the, where can they find the album?
Rasputin's,
in?
You know what I mean? Get up, knock Rasputin's door down, or go on iTunes or Amazon, you know what I mean? And cop that, The Rebellion Against All There Is.
And any particular songs you want to make sure we get, like, we listen. We was trying to get one in today, but is there anything particular you want to make sure people hear? The single?
The single, The Rebellion Against All There Is, you feel what I'm saying? Because that's like the, you know, that's telling you how we rocking. But everything on there, you know, for the ladies, I got everything. Excuse me, you know what I mean? I got a song called Everything. You know, Get It In, all my songs, Days Like This. The whole record is knock, man. It's one of them albums that you can ride to L.A. to. You feel me?
That's what's up. You know, one of those ones you just slapping. Put straight in.
Yep, straight up, man.
I drove down to Riverside 2 weeks ago. Where were you, man? I needed help. Ugly.
Straight up, man. We out there. The Rebellion Against All There Is out today. Man, much love to the Bay Area, all the OGs, you feel what I'm saying? I'm telling you, who laced me with that good game and made it possible for me to make this record spit the good game.
Well, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for being on the show, and, you know, I'm excited for your album. You know what I'm saying? We about to slap that out, and congrats,
man,
you know?
You got
big things coming.
Man, thank y'all for having me today. You know what I mean? I want y'all to have a cool day. You know what I mean? I'm going to get up and have them and out there. You feel me?
I know you got to keep it wiggling today, man.
So everybody,
oh, yeah. Much love, y'all, though. All the slaps in the building.
Yeah. Mac Maul, have a good day, man.
Yeah, keep
you
wiggling.
Too.
So that was Mac Maul. You know what I'm saying? He got his new album coming out today. So it's go hit it up. Go hit up iTunes. Support the man. You know what I'm saying? If you out and about, like he said, go hit up that Rasputin's. Go cop that. And if you in San Jose, or if you ready to do it, because did you hear the lineup for Sunday night? It's about to be cracking.
A little bit of everything. He had a lot of talent.
A little bit of everything. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what's going down that night. I might have to miss Monday, too.
No, I think Sundays are that foul play. Like I said,
I think
play.
It might be going down, yeah.
Oh, you, I didn't say this to you when he was live. I could have caught you while you was on the phone, but I think you need to give some passes to the Hall of Slap. Make sure some me
you
and Val G get
make
in there,
make sure, like, some Chino Flacco and Val G's on the
Chino
list
Flacco
for Sunday.
Val G be on the list?
You know, we trying to be up in there. You feel me?
I didn't want to blast the man on a phone interview.
Right, put him on a spot. Like, so, we got our VIP passes.
Yeah, Ma, I know you listening, man.
Yeah, man.
I know you still listening, you know what I'm saying?
Just easier to say without him on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to put you in a position where you could say no. But I feel like we got to follow that up with a Mac Maul song. We ain't got the one off the album yet. I feel like we're going to have to break that. I didn't cop the album yet. I didn't realize people
copped
it.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I had to wait till actually I got out of here.
After
I was up so early this morning,
yeah,
you know
no,
what I'm saying?
Keeping it
moving and da-da-da-da-da. But
it was rough this morning getting out here, but
we're going to do a classic.
Cop it. Yeah. We're going to start with some Mac Maul with Kyrie. Kyrie did produce the track. What is it?
Wide Open.
I just want to hear that girl say, "You's a fool."
You knew it too already.
I'll slap you.
We'll be right back. first glance at ya, I knew I had to have ya. Fly chassis with a sassy manner. She hold herself in a high standard. And hella suckers in the hood ain't ever ran in her. Young tender, thoroughbred born winner. I know you're busy, but you need to holler at your nigga. I won't scare you away with fast talking game. I wanna know if I can have you, but I start with your name. Who you with? You say that you ain't got no man? I'm trying to tell you, girl, I let you star on my team. A playmaker, make a player slow as pace up. The type of face a brother wanna see when he wake up. She work hard, 9 to 5. Sometimes most of us go to school at night. You see, she got big goals, and I don't wanna bring you down. I just wanna come alone, make your moan, make a home, a place that we can both grow old. She let the truth be told. I'm trying to lead that fast life alone and find a woman of my own, so we can get together and build a foundation that's real. And every day I make it feel like a meal. You got me wide open, but you ain't even know. You got me wide open. But you ain't even know me. You got me wild, but you ain't even know me. You think I'm running drag, but I ain't even mad. I bet you all my cash, I'll be the realest that you had. I wanna treat you laugh, but you can't see that half. I'm trying to keep you smiling if you just give me a chance. Sometimes you make me laugh, you got me wide open. You think it's all a front, swear you ain't even knowing. If I was running drama on you, I would've been in the wind, baby, hitting corners. Instead, I'm standing right beside you like you know I'm poster. Keep your composure, while most fools be in your faces trying to get over. I see you know my style, me and my five is wild. I hear your friends say I'm not trustworthy, but if you wait a while, I shut that madness down. Prove to you once and for all that I'm deserving of your heart, your mind, your soul, your body, your time. If it's cool, Buddha, give me a sign. Nah, I ain't trying to rush you, but ASAP. Keep a Mac on your mind and holla at me. I say I ain't trying to rush you, but ASAP. Keep a Mac on your mind and holla at me.
See, I've waited you got me wide all my open. Life to find someone like you. And now that you're finally
you got me wide
here
open.
With me, there's no time to lose. You're on my mind 7 days a week. No matter what they say.
We ain't worried about
even
that.
Though your style is wild,
open,
I like
sure.
The way you do
but
your
you ain't
thing.
Even know.
Baby, I'm
better.
Wide open.
You got me wide open.
I'm loving me
but
so
you ain't
much.
Even know.
Baby, I'm wide open.
You got me
too.
Wide open.
I'm loving me so
but you ain't
much.
Even know. You got me wide open.
Yeah.
I got so into singing that stuff.
I know he's over here dancing. I'm like, hold on, I'm about to start the song.
He's all walking around the studio and stuff. Y'all didn't hear Val, you gonna hit that note one time?
No.
Wide
open. Get down up in here. KSFS, this the Hall of Slap.
Y'all know where y'all at.
We just had Mac Maul the Man on the line.
You know what I'm
talking about his album that's dropping today, The Rebellion Against All There Is. Please go hit that up. Download it, cop it, Rasputins.
Don't be the one who ain't got it.
Don't be the one. It's him and Kyrie, the first time they worked together in
12 years. We just did the math.
I mean, we just did the math. I thought it was 10. I was like, wait a minute, not 12.
Because this was Mac Maul Legal Business 2000.
Yes.
So unless the
and what year are we in? 2012.
2012.
So yes.
Jesus.
2012 minus 2000, that's 12.
I had to take my shoes off for a second. I was counting my toes. Yeah. So officially, Mac Maul might be the favorite guest on the Hall of Slap just because he's the only one who came 2 times.
He came 2 times.
Dose. You know what I'm saying? I can't lie. I could talk to him all day. That fool guy, you know what I'm saying? He always handles his business when he comes up in here. But we got to keep moving with the music. You know what I'm saying? He gave us a little piece of game with the 50-50, your royalties, those checks, the month
to month. The checks from the iTunes and the Amazon and everything like that. But
I feel like I got to give a shout out. We've been playing all bay all day. I want to take on somebody else. And this is, you know, this is just a one-time thing where I'm going to talk about he is a cat. If we go on the whole rap game, you know what I'm saying? You talk about the whole entire thing. He's done ridiculous stuff, especially with that whole iTunes and the digital, because he was actually the president of iTunes for a hot minute. He left his record label to become the president of iTunes and made his little piece of scratch and sold that. But if y'all know what I'm talking about, it's Beyonce's husband. It's Ivy's baby daddy. Or
baby's daddy. Ivy's baby daddy.
Beyonce baby daddy.
Wow.
Whoopsie. That was ridiculous.
Whoopsie.
And I'm the type of cat, if I'm going to play a Jay-Z song, I'm going to play actually another song featuring Jay-Z, because that's just how I run.
You got to do a feature.
Take back like that. But let's go. It's a Nas off Hip Hop is Dead, but featuring Jay-Z, the Black Republicans. Fitting. On the Hall of Slap.
What the fuck is come to?
I know you can feel the magic, baby.
This what you made us do, huh?
Turn motherfucking lights down.
Jump Big Mike, Static Selector.
Let's go. What up?
What up, homie?
I mean,
the sun still rises in the east, worldwide exclusive.
What you expected, ain't it?
Oh man, it's easy.
Smash.
I swear to God, it's easy. Random by Nas, featuring Jay-Z.
Turn the music up in the headphones.
This is a world premiere, yo. East Coast slanging.
Yeah, that's perfect. You gotta take your time making nigga wait on this.
Off that hip hop is dead. Remember when you heard it first?
Niggas is mad and shit. Like, niggas usually just start rapping after 4 bars. Nigga, go in.
This what the fuck y'all been waiting
start
for, right?
Dancing this motherfucker.
And Will Rockefeller collaboration.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout to the whole New York on this.
I feel like a Black Republic. Money I got coming in. Can't turn my back on the hood. I got love for
that's
them.
Right.
Can't claim my act good. Too much thugging them. Probably in the back of the hood.
Like
fucking been huddling over the oven. We was like brothers then.
What?
Though you was nothing other than the son of my mother's friend. We had governing. Who would have thought the love would end? Like ice cold album. All good things.
That's
never
right.
Thought we'd sing the same song that all hood sang. Thought it was all wood grain. All good brain. Who wouldn't bicker like the other fools talk good game. Never imagine all the disaster that one good brain. Good brain should blame the game. And I could it's killer be killed.
Big
I could
Mike.
I refrain. Forever be in debt and that's never a good thing. So the pressure for success can put a good strain on a friend you call best. And yes, it could bring out the worst in every person, even the good and sane. Though we rehearsed it, it just ain't the same.
Oh man,
when you
was fucking
game at age 16. Then you mix things like cause, fury, and this thing. Jealousy, ego, and pride in this spring. It all to a head like a coin. Cha-ching, the root of evil strikes again. This could sting. Now the team got beef between the post and the point. This puts the ring in jeopardy.
Big money,
feel like the Black Republican money I got coming in. Can't
do
turn my back on the hood. I got love for them. Can't clean
the
my act from good. Too much thugging them. Probably in the back of the hood. I'm like,
I feel like a Black militant taking over the government. Can't turn my back on the hood, too much love for them. Can't claim my act up for good, too much thugging them. Probably in the back of the hood, I'm like, fuck it then. I'm back in the hood, they like, hey Nas. Blowing on perk, reflecting on they love. I'm back in the hood, they like, hey Nas. Blowing on perk, reflecting on they
love. One more time.
I'm back in the hood, they like, hey Nas. Blowing on perk, reflecting on they lives. Couple
Static
of fat
selector.
Cats, couple
selector.
Of AIs. Dreaming of fly shit instead. Of them gray skies,
yeah.
Gray fives, hey dies, wishing our rain dies. Pitch sling pies and niggas they sing why. Guess they ain't strong enough to handle their jail time. Weak minds keep trying, follow the street signs. I'm standing on the roof of my building. I'm feeling the whirlwind of beef I inhaling. Just like an acrobat, ready to hurl myself through the hoops of fire. Sipping 80 proof, bulletproof under my attire. Could it be the forces of darkness against hood, angels of good that form street politics? Makes a sweet, honest kid turn illegal for kind. To get his feet out of them Converse, that's
I feel
my
like
word.
A Black Republican money keep coming in.
Shout
can't turn my back on the hood. I got love for them.
Shout
can't
clean
my act for good. Too much thugging them.
Nah.
Probably in the back of the hood.
Black militant taking over the government. Can't turn my back on the hood. Too much love for them. Can't
come
clean
on,
my
man.
Act for good. Too much thugging them.
What's happening, y'all? All the slap. Whole stretch of the thing. You know what I'm saying? That was Nas and Jay-Z, Black Republic.
He was trying to feature Jay-Z, but, you know, we had to do the feature.
It was Nas' song.
I mean,
It was Nas' song, man. Hip-hop is dead. But we still love it. I still love it, man. I hugged the corpse. I'm sorry. That was bad.
We over here at the economic show.
We got
economic show on a Hollis Slab.
I got sidetracked listening to Val G over here telling me about she was getting her hustle on the side, man. Val G's been doing it in the club game for like 10 years. Y'all might not know. If you ain't been paying attention, you might not even heard her name, but you just took a drink from her at like the 15 clubs she served at. You know what I'm
or
saying?
Or more, shoot.
You know what I'm saying? Val the type who will spin like for like an hour and then switch off and go behind the bar and then serve you a drink. You know,
and people be like, wait a minute. I'll be making him a drink Long Island. Weren't you just at the DJ booth?
Right there.
Like, yeah, you know I was, shoot.
She got a mini bar behind the turntables and stuff like that.
Like, what you need, yo?
Saying, mixing and scratching at the same time. Mixing drinks and the songs at the same time.
Same time.
Can you dig it? That's that Bay Hustle on them. Well, we running out of time.
I get my money, too.
Oh, you got to get it, girl. The reason we chose this show is because we know better than anybody else that student loans and such, it ain't cheap to live out here, especially not the way we like to live.
Mm-hmm.
Cadillac Mackin' over here.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't cheap.